We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav, Amad Aleph, and we are beginning from the brand new Mishnah, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav, Amad Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. HaKoysev Nechosov Levonov, Tzorach Shiyichtoy Mayoyim Ulach Hamisa. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael Me'en Tzorach. What does it mean, Tzorach Shiyichtoy Mayoyim Ulach Hamisa? So the Rashbam explains like this. He wants to give his Nechosov to his children because he's getting remarried now. He doesn't want his second wife and their kids to have any shaykhs to this. So it's like a prenup. What he's doing is, he's giving all the chasim to his children. But the problem is, he still has to live. This is his business. And he wants to live off the dividends of his apartment building. So what he does is, the way to do it is to give today, you sign off all your apartment buildings to your children, your first children, your first wife. And you write that you only get the payrois la'achamisa, mahayoyim u'la'achamisa. You get it today, but you also get lachamisa. What does that mean? Mahayoyim, you get the guf. The children have the guf. Lachamisa, you'll get the peris. So therefore, in such a case, what you're doing is that they own the guf already. So no one can be heirs to guf. They own it already. And he's just eating peris as long as he's alive.
Why do you do this?
What do you want him to do?
Nothing.
Well, give his the chasim?
His wife is not inheriting.
No, his wife's kids. It's his kids. He didn't have kids from his wife. He's a young man. He didn't have kids from his second wife. He didn't want that. No, right. He wanted the first kids to have it. Yeah. Maybe it came from a shver. That's why. But the reason was, he wanted them to have it. He wants to do this. You don't have to do that. You don't have to write that. Just writing, you don't have to write Mayim. Just writing L'acha Misa will be enough. It's like, if you write that, here, I'm giving you a star today, you should only get a L'acha Misa. Automatically means Mayim L'acha Misa. We'll have to see in the Gemara how that works. Now, the second halacha of our Mishnah. HaKosev Nechosov Lebenoi L'acha Maisai. Such a case where it's Mayim L'acha Misa. You wrote the Nechosov to your children L'acha Maisai. So the whole lifetime of the father, Aven Yochel Limkar, he can't sell these properties, can't sell these buildings. The ben owns the guf, he owns the buildings really. So he can't sell it. The ben, any Yochel Limkar, and the son can't sell it, but it's just Av right now, the Av's eating the pears. So Mocha Av, but you can't sell it completely, but you could sell it halfway, like the Mishnah says. Mocha Av, if the father sells it, he's selling his rights. What's his rights? All the payers, as long as the father's alive. Mechurim Achiyomas. It's sold until he dies. So, for example, he's 60 years old, he dies at 80. The next 20 years, whoever bought it gets every single profit from this building. But he can't sell it again, because they can't resell it. They can resell the payers, but he doesn't own the goof. Macha Ben, if the Ben sold it, so Ain Lekech, Mechurim Achiyomas Av. The Ben sells his rights, so the Lekech only gets the building after the father dies, because Kozman is alive. It's useless that he can't. There's nothing to sell. The payers all go into the father, and therefore he only gets it after the father dies. So that's the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, there's a strictly fundamental problem in the whole Mishnah is like this: that it sounds like after Misa, the son gets the payers as well. That means the son has the guf now. The payers he gets after Misa. The shaila is: how can you be kind of something? How could the father be giving you something after Misa? The halacha is, someone can't be makdeh to something after he's dead. So here, after he's dead, how is he transferring the peiros to the son? He owned the peiros, and it's called regular Yerusha, whoever his Yerushima, that's his peiros. He owned the peiros. Had it automatic land by the son? So this is a big shaila in the Achronim. Rabbi Kveger and Shuvas talks about this, and he brings in Rabbi Ismail there also. So the two pshat that are coming from that Rabbi Kveger is like this. Rabbi Kveger's pshat is that really, when he's saying Mayim Lachamisa, I'm giving everything to the son. The payers to guf, the entire building belongs to him completely. He just been Meshayer to himself, the father, that I'm eating the profits until I die. That's all he's saying. Until I die, I'm eating the profits. The building belongs to you, it's your building. Like I make it like a Tanai, like a condition, a Shir. That, by the way, the payers are mine until then. But you own everything. You actually own the guf from the payers. I'm giving you everything. So I'm saying, yeah, you have to give me the payers until he dies. So that's why automatically, the father's not here, he's kainit. That's the Kyrgyz pshat. The Beis Meir says, no, Avada, the father actually owns the payers, cause body's alive. But since the son owns the guf, so in such a case, he could do a kinyan lachamisa. Because he owns the guf, so if he owns the guf, he could do a kinyan lachamisa. You have to explain it again, exactly what it means. Rav Chanan Vasaman also has a pshat. And I think it's Ois Tov Samach Beis and Kovitz Urim. He says Pshat also a similar to Pshat or Kveger, but that just has to be explained You have to go listen to your local raid bite. I hope they speak about this. And yeah, okay. Zokta Gemara Vaita. So that's what comes after my mission. Zokta Gemara. V'chikosa ma'yurim la'ach ha'misa ma'yava l'chayra v'chikosa ma'yurim la'ach ha'misa ma'yava. What does it help? Because the Gemara doesn't ask the Kasha. I'm going to tell you the Kasha outside. It's easier to work it out. That the Gemara says in Gittin, when I say ma'yurim la'ach ha'misa, it's a stira. Is it today or is la'ach ha'misa? So the halacha is, if someone gives a get to his wife, it says ma'yoyim from today in la'ach ha'misa, the halacha is the suffer get, because we're not sure what you mean. If you mean ma'yoyim, so you give a get today, no problem. If you mean la'ach ha'misa, a get does not work la'ach ha'misa. So we're not sure if it's a chazor or not. We're not sure what you mean. It's a suffix. Do you mean to be chazor, or you mean it's a tanai? A tanai means that it's a get ma'yoyim, and la'ach ha'misa l'mafreya, it's a get ma'yoyim. So we're not sure what you mean. So it's a suffix, what you mean. Do you mean actually a get if I die, which means that's like a tanai, or you mean chazor, daf la'ach ha'misa? That's a suffix. When you say ma'yoyim la'ach ha'misa, what do you mean to say? Does it mean ma'yoyim if I die, so then ma'freya is from today, or do I mean la'ach ha'misa, it's a chazor? So if I get the lachah, it's a suffix get. So the kashas here should be a suffix also. So I think we're inside. Because of Yom Lachamisa, my Abba Tanan says in the Mishnah and Gittim, Yom Lachamisa, get and a get. It's a suffix get. And therefore, the emes, if he dies, Chaylet says, she needs chalitza, because maybe she did not have a get. Maybe it is a get. And if it is a get, it can't do Yibim. You're not marry Gurusha Asachim. You're not marry your brother's divorced wife. Baal Kapadim says, see, Yom Lachamisa is a suffix. So how could it be that in our Mishnah we have everything worked out and there it says it's a suffix? And the halacha should be over here, like the Rashbam says, that it should be Hachanami Avalo Meimar, the Matnas suffix, Yibel Ekonu. It's only a Matana suffix, it doesn't work. So Gemara says, no. Hosom is Seafik Aloni, Tanai, Havi, Chazar, Havi. There it's a suffix if it's a Chazar or a Tanai. Avahacha, Hacha Kamalei. Here you could fatayish the words and it fits in perfectly. This is what he means to say. Gufa Koni Ma'ayim. The goof of the property is currently today. Peira, the prophets, la'ach ha'misa. Only go to la'ach ha'misa. This is the way to touch the word, so it's not a suffix. By mammon, it's not a suffix, because by get, it's impossible to touch the word. There's no peiris and goof by a get, and therefore it becomes a suffix. Vashenke, by mammon, you have a way to touch the words, therefore it works. Rabbi Yossi, I mean, it's hard. Rabbi Yossi says, you don't have to write mahayim. Just giving a get, or not get a get, just giving a, just gets a child, giving a star that says that I'm giving you an nechasim, and I write in the shtar that you get the nechasim la'ach ha'misa, it still works mahayim la'ach ha'misa with the guf today and the parish later on. Even though you didn't write mahayim, what's the pshat? So Rabba Avua Cholash. Rabba Avua was sick. Ol legabei Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Huna Rav Nachman went up to visit Rabba. Omalei Rav Huna Rav Nachman, before he got in, Rav Huna told Rav Nachman, you know what, bayim minei halacha v'yaseh in halacha v'yaseh. Can you ask Rabba, if he passed Rav Yossi or not? I don't know why he didn't want to ask himself, but I guess he felt Rav Nachman would get a better answer. He says, tells Rav Nachman, please ask if halacha Rav Yossi or not. Omalei, so Rav Nachman said, I'm going to ask him the halacha. Time Rav Yossi lay down. I don't know what Rav Yossi is talking about. Halacha ba'imenei, I'm going to ask him if the halacha like that. Omalei, at ba'imenei halacha eloi. You ask him if the halacha is like Rav Yossi or not. V'taima no min halach. I'll tell you the reason. I'll tell you pshat Rav Yossi. So ba'imenei, so Rav Nachman asked Rabba who he passed, right? Amalei Hachem Rav, Alokka Rabbi Yossi. He said, oh, from Rav, they passed like Rabbi Yossi. Basa the Nafku, after they left, Amalei, so Rav Nachman tells Rav Huna, Amalei, Hainu time, and so Rav Huna tells Rav Nachman, what's the, Rav Huna tells Rav Nachman, I'll tell you the time. Amalei, Hainu time, Rabbi Yossi, Domar, Zmanoi Shal Shtar Mechiyach Alav. Because why do you write Isman in the Shtar? You wrote beginning of the Shtar, V'kach B'kach B'Shabbos, so on Tuesday, on Vav Cheshvin, whatever it is, Toshin Pehe, you're writing, the Edim, we made a Kinyan, that this guy is getting a La'ach Hamisa. What if you write the time of the Zman? What's the difference of the Zman is? Teretz is, there's something happening today. And therefore, since you wrote the Zman Yishol Shtar Mechiyach Elov, that the Matana is starting from that Zman. Because if not, you don't have to write. You don't have to write the Zman Shtar. You only write the Zman Shtar in order to know when it was kind to him. And therefore, it's that alone, it's Ke'ilu why I said Mahayim. That's the Pshat. Zman Yishol Shtar Mechiyach Elov. That's Pshat Rabbi Yossi. Taina Mahochi, Rabbi Yossi, in its Orech, you don't need Mahayim, because Zman Yishol Shtar Mechiyach Elov. Zman Yishol Shtar Mechiyach Elov. And we came on this Gemara that Rabbi said, we passed like Rabbi Yossi. So Rashbam has a little bit of a riches over here that sounds like from here we passed like Rabbi Yossi. And he asks that Rav himself who said Halacha Rabbi Yosi was made up, and that's the Rav over here, right? Because it's a Rav of Hashem Rav. Said Halacha Rabbi Yosi. The problem is that in Perek Hamagarash in Masechtas Gittin, it said that Rav was Masakin in Gittin, that you write in the get, Meyoyim Medon, that you write in the get that she's getting divorced from today, even though you have his man. And what is Gemara saying, Magarish, why do you write that? Lafukim ad Rabbi Yosi. So we see, Rav doesn't pass Rabbi Yosi. So Rashbam answers on that, because Lemaisa, get is worse. Because get, first of all, let's try how to learn the Rashbam. It's two reasons. One reason, by the Rosh and Voya, it's two reasons, like the Rashash points out, that get is different than here. First of all, it's not mamin. And number two, Mechshum Chumra de Arayas. And therefore, he's more machmir, and didn't want to be samech on Rabbi Yosi, because get is more chamer. And then the Rashbam goes in, if the minig is like Rabbi Yosi, Rida Ayin Sham. Zotu Maravaita. Bo'u minei Rava Rav Nachman. Rava had a shaila to Rav Nachman, Ba'akna Mahu. What's the halacha Ba'akna? Which means, the Rashbam learns that we're going in according to Rabbi Yehuda. They have to write Mahayoyim. But what happens if the shtar says there was a kinyan? If the shtar says there was a kinyan, so then it sounds very much that something happened today. Why else did they make a kinyan today? So there, even Rabbi Yehuda might be maskim. That's the question. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would be maskim. That's the way the Rashbam was. The shayla is in Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashbam says from there, it sounds like maybe the minhag is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why asking a shayla for Rabbi Yehuda? Pass Rabbi Yosi. So that's the Rashbam holds. That's a shayla for Rabbi Yehuda. Other Rishonim say it's shayla even for Rabbi Yosi. In a case we didn't write this man, is the kinyan enough of a ride to make it mahayoyim? Bekitza, they write in the shtar that we made a kinyan suda today. But I come out. We're out today. We're out there. But still, let's make a kinyan suda. Fear of Yehuda, it's good. If Shabbos Yehuda, it's good. Because there's a man. But fear of Yehuda, it made an edim of saying when this man was. It doesn't say in the shtar, but the edim of saying when this man was. Bakno makes it something happening today. It's a shiloh. Omle bakno in a tzorach. Taka, you don't need mahayoyim. Bakno. That's Rav Nachman answer. Rav Papi Omar, it depends. Papi Omar, Iko a knaisa the tzorach. There's a kinyan that needs it. The knaisa the tzorach. And there's a kinyan that does not need to say mahayoyim. And the Gemara explains, Rav Papi explains. They used to write in the shtar, sometimes they wrote two times the word kinyan. Eknaya means that he told us to make a kinyan, and the kinina minay means we actually did the kinyan. So if you write in the shtar, you start off say that that person came over to us and told us he wants to give a present, and we should make a kinyan for the receiver. Be kind of for the receiver. Eknaya. And then it says later on in the shtar, at the end of the shtar, it says v'kanina minay. So then, loy tzarech, you don't need the word mahayoyim. Why? Because it's extra words. But kaninim minei, what's the difference what they did? Who cares if they did it? We know they did it. They wrote the shtar. You don't have to write that, oh, we did the kinyan. So since you said you did the kinyan, those words are extra, and then we know that we don't need mahayoyim. But if the shtar is written the opposite way, it says, kaninim minei, they didn't write that we made the kinyan, and says later on, veknaye, he told us to make a kinyan. So then, tzarech, then you need mahayoyim. Why? Because there's not extra. Because you have to write that the balabas, the owner, told me to make kinyan. So you start off saying kanina mine, which means you're saying the story. Then you say v'aknaya, it's a pirush. You say that he told us to be kinyan. So then already it's not extra. It's only extra, it's the opposite way. If it says that he told us to do it, then it's pashut. He told us to do it, we're writing the shtar, we did it. You don't have to write a kanina mine. But if you started off writing kanina mine, you have to write that you had a tzivui for that. So you have to write v'aknaya, therefore it's not extra. That's the Rav Papi said. Look at the shtar. From the shtar, you'll see if the guy meant mahayoyim or not. Depends how they wrote it. So it sounds like what Rav Papi is saying is that the from a very medayik how they write something. If he wrote it this way, it means they heard from him that he wants to mahayoyim. If not, not. Maskla v'chanina mesura mika midi denan la'yedinan. How can it be such a thing that we to me the chum look at shtar? We don't know the difference if chanina maybe is first or second. V'safri yadi and the soifrim no, and they're writing v'dafil like this. That's what he had a problem with our puppy's shot. Lamaista, Shalunu Safri Dabaya Vyadi. They asked the Sefer from Abaya, and they talk a new difference between writing Kanina first or Kanina afterwards. The Sifri Dirava Vyadi, they knew. So Taka Rapapi's shot stood up, but we'll see if we hold like that. Ravun Revishu Omar, he doesn't hold like Rapapi. He says, Bain Eknaya Vikinina Mene, Bain Kanina Vikinaya, Loy Tzorach. Anytime there's a Kenyan, you don't need to write Mahayoyin. And what's the machloikis of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? The only arguing where it's a zikr in dvarim, when the star is written for a zikr in dvarim, which means that it's writing just what happened and not for a kinyan. But if it's writing the star for the kinyan, then according to Rav Huna Rav Shua, which is the same thing like Rav Nachman, you don't need mahayim lekuli yama. Om Rav Kahana, Amris lo shmaitze kemeder Rav Zirvin adoi, va'om ali, atun hochi vastitulei. You have this whole sugyo with the bayimine and with the answer. We have this before us. Not hochi vastitulei law. Om Rava, Om Rav Nachman, no one asks Rav Nachman Shalat, it's a memra. Om Rava, Om Rav Nachman, ba'akno in tzorech, ba'akno, you don't have to write mahayim. If you said in the star first that he told us by Kenyan and we did the Kenyan, or we did the Kenyan, he told us by Kenyan, you don't need to say Mahayim. Which is just the star is a zikr in dvarim, there's no Kenyan in the star. That the things that happen in front of us, pligi. That's the machlokes, Rab Yosi and Rab Yehuda, if he need the word Mahayim, that's where the machlokes is. But everyone agrees that by akna you don't need it. And v'hachi kaimala, like the Rashbam, the infir of Yehuda, if Yashtara has a kinyan, you don't have to write mehayim.